This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever Young, Dumb, and 21 podcast that is recorded through a camera and through the mic. So that means you are watching on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. And you are also listening on SoundCloud. So if you want to hear me talk and see me talk at the same time, you can go over to the YouTube channel and check that out. Or you can just head over to the SoundCloud or the iTunes podcast and just hear me talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a few topics today, and they're a bit heavy. I totally left them on the other side of the room. Just one second. Now this is weird. I messed up. I haven't done this in a while. So my first couple podcasts I pre-recorded because I wanted to make sure that they were right. I didn't want to mess up, and I was super nervous for them. And now, well, we're back, and this is weird, especially now that there's a camera. So it's like a double whammy, and it's a lot to handle. But hello, everyone. My name is Joey Kidney. If you don't already know, I started out on YouTube, and this podcast has been actually insane. It's been great. It's been wild. There's been a lot of people recently, and our third top city is Seoul, Korea. I never would have guessed. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even think so. And my top city is actually my hometown, and it's Ottawa, Canada. So shout out to my home peeps. I didn't know I had a fan base here. And this, I don't know, it's really cool. And shout out to everyone who's listening all over. But I think I'm rambling now, and you guys don't really care, because if I didn't mention your city, you're like, oh, he's an asshole. Well, yeah, let's be real. I'm going to say some dumb shit today. So sit back, relax, and hopefully I don't offend anyone like usual. But today, we have a few topics, and they vary. They get a little bit different, but we're going to try to stick to the same theme. So the first thing we're going to talk about is hygiene. Let's talk about hygiene really quick. I'm a big fan of being clean, feeling clean, smelling clean, everything clean. I'm a fan of being hydrated, eating the right things so that when you sweat, it doesn't smell bad, or when you go to the bathroom, it's not horrible and you're not dying. Like if you eat Chipotle, you know you're going to have literally the spiciest and fieriest, is that a word? outcome. You know that toilet bowl is going to be, whew, you're going to give that porcelain pony a nice little fire burn haircut. Like it's not going to be nice. But if you're eating the proper food and you're drinking and you're staying healthy and hydrated, like I'm going to take a sip of water right now, I think you're going to be okay. And the biggest thing I think that people – I actually want to talk about this because there's a lot of people out there who don't do this. And you may be one of them who's listening, and that's okay. I'm not singling anyone out. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying like, hey, it's okay. You're allowed to do this. But I'm going to recommend something for you. So a lot of people – don't shower before they go out. Yeah, it's true. And if you're listening, you're like, okay, well, I don't shower sometimes and I shower sometimes and that's fine. No, it is fine. But some people don't shower for days. And the reason why I think that they don't is because they think they get up and they're like, what's the point? You know, I'm not going to see anyone special today. I'm not trying to impress anyone. Why do I need to shower? And I think that goes to a lot of people's minds. And I don't think it's necessarily like the biggest problem we have today, but I think it's something that we need to talk about because, well, I don't like smelling poor body odor, and I don't think a lot of people do. And my question is, the people who go out without showering, do you smell yourselves? I'm not saying that I'm not trying to offend anyone. But like I said, I was going to say some dumb shit and here it is. I want to know why you don't. What is it that goes through your mind where you wake up and you don't think, oh, I haven't showered in 3 days. Four is going to be fine. You know, what is going through your mind where it's like, hey, just throw a little Dove under there. Throw some natural or no artificial, whatever, all organic deodorant on. You know, at least do that. But some people don't do that. And I'm not trying to single anyone out, but I want to know why. Is it because you have nothing to look forward to in the day? Is it because – and I'm not talking about the monetary value of stuff. Like I know some people can't afford deodorant. I know some people can't afford to shower. I'm not talking about that. That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about the people who live these lives where they have water that they can use to shower, where they have families who provide them with cleaning supplies and hygienic projects. Is that how you products? Is that how you say that? I don't even know. But there's some people who go out there and they don't shower. And not only do you know you may give off an odor, how do you feel? Don't you feel gross? Don't you feel a little lazy? And I think getting out of that rut is very hard. So what I propose is this. The people who are listening who are like, holy crap, he's calling me out right now. If you don't shower, I think you should. That's just the way I was raised. That's the way I was born. But please, just, I promise you, each and every day, if you get up and you hop in that shower, whether it's for 5 minutes, whether it's 2, 10, 30, just rinse off the negativity. Rinse that off and start a new day. Each day is new. And if you started off the same as in the last day, it's not really that new. You're just continuing the day. And I don't think that's right. There's a lot of people who the reason why they don't shower, the reason why they don't put on deodorant or brush their teeth or do this stuff is because they don't see the point. They don't see the point in like, oh, Tommy's going to be looking at me or Sarah's going to be checking me out or whatever it is. Or, hey, if I'm going to school, I can go to school in pajamas and wear a hoodie. Like no one's going to smell through the hoodie. We smell through the hoodie. Especially if you don't wash it for a few days. And I know that's this comfortable state of mind for you, but understand that there are other people in the world and they might understand what you're going through. But I really recommend this. If you're having a really hard time with all of this, get up each day, take a sip of water. Start off with a sip of water. Once your alarm goes off, get out of bed, take a sip of water. And that's all you need to do to start it off. Then walk in the bathroom, whether you want to eat first or not, or brush your teeth. Brush your teeth and hop in the shower. I don't care your process. Get in that shower, whether it's for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, whatever it is, and just rinse off. Use that shampoo. Use that body wash and just rinse off that negativity because smells really impact. I'm no scientist. I'm no doctor. I'm just a kid, all right? I'm a young, dumb, and 21 kid, you know? But I know that smells really impact how we feel. If we smell a certain smell, that can bring us to a whole different memory. So if you're constantly smelling your body odor, you're constantly going to be reminded of those negative times. Or maybe you had positive times. I don't know. But the way I think of it is that if I get up and I smell bad, I'm like, oh, whoa, yeah, nope. I'm going to start this off fresh. I want to get up. I want to feel positive. I want to rinse my face off. Rinse off that oil, that grease, and start your day over. Now, speaking of the hoodies, and wearing the same hoodie every single day, this is a little bit promo for myself. I released a new hoodie design and the happy hoodies, and I released them again on my new merch store, which is joeykidney.myshopify.com. And I am super, super happy about them. Wait, let me count here real quick. I don't even know when I started the flash sale, but I did a flash sale for 10 days. So if it is live, I'll let you guys know in the description and you guys can go check it out. But so many people are getting this merch, and it is making me so beyond happy. And a lot of people are saying, like, I'm getting this happy hoodie because it's almost like, it's not retail therapy, but it's therapeutic, because when I put on this happy hoodie, this yellow happy hoodie, I stand out, and I don't stand out for other people. I stand out for myself. This is my ray of sunshine, and it makes me so happy. And it's going all over the world. It's in India. It's in Australia. It's in Canada. It's in the States. It's literally everywhere. Mexico, whatever you name, there's a happy hoodie there. And that's what makes my heart feel so full. And the same with these podcasts. So thank you guys, truly. I know you think this is just a plug, but it's literally me just saying thank you, because I all the thanks to you guys, truly. Now, looking back down, another thing about hygiene. This whole podcast is kind of about taking care of yourself, grooming, and just everything like that. And there's no brand deals in this. That's why we're, like, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see right here, this is where my mic is. It's on my Lululemon water bottle that I got for like 50% off, and I'm using a lavalier mic because we haven't made any money from this podcast, and I don't want to go out and buy a new mic. I don't have the money for it, and I don't have a podcast mic, so we're working off this. And the intro that you guys heard earlier is actually made by my friend Matt Walden, and there's also a song coming out. And I guess we'll segue into this right now since we're doing it. We made a song called Milestone. I started with a voice note, and I sent it to him. I was like, dude, I want to write a song about this. And it was about the milestones of love, the little stepping stones of falling in love, lust, breaking up, separating, falling back in love, and everything in between. And I got him to put his, basically his musical technique on everything, and we made a song. And that comes out on April 20th. Yes, 420. I know we're all going to get milestoned, not with drugs, but with the song Milestone. I hope you got that. But yeah, he made the intro song, and I'm super thankful. I gave him the idea, and he loved it, and it was perfect. So huge shout out to him. If you guys want to go follow him, his link's down below, because I don't know his thing on everything. I think it's Matt Walden AC or Matt J. Walden on Instagram, something like that. But yeah, huge shout out to him, and get ready for the song. That's going to be huge. And it's just like, I want to promote, not everything's perfect. You know, you're going to go through your ups and downs in the relationship, and that's fine. But there's always going to be a happy ending, whether it's you're ending up with that person or you're not. There's always going to be a happy ending to your life. And I just don't want people to get so scared. Like, one bad thing happens, that's okay. There's bad things happening all around the world, yet we're still here. And it's been happening for our whole entire lives. So let's slow it down and let's enjoy the love that we have. Now, going back into the more hygiene. With showering, with getting ready for the day, with smelling and all that stuff, you have to make sure you're clean. And I don't mean just clean as in using your body wash. That is definitely a big thing. But I mean STDs. I don't know how many people or what age of you are watching or listening, but STDs are a huge thing. We've stopped talking about them. And I don't know why. I've asked people who are in high school who have taken sex ed, and basically you do it in gym class, but they kind of just brush over it. They're like, hey, stay safe, kids. Y'all know how to use a condom. Check out a new YouTube video. Let's go play dodgeball. And it's just, that's not how it works. I actually got in trouble one time in sex ed class because I asked a question. I'm sure I worded it poorly and I worded it very wrong, but I was genuinely curious about this question, and I got removed from the class because of it. I asked if, I don't know how to say this without being rude. But I basically asked, if two guys have sexual intercourse, does one get poop on their dick? Basically. I asked that because I was like, wait, cause I was just like this little boy. I didn't know anything about being gay or sex or anything. And I was simply asking, well, if that's the only hole they do it in, that's in my body, poop comes out of that hole. So does it end up on them? And I asked the question, and the person felt uncomfortable to answer. and I got removed out of that class and I got in trouble. And I think I got a detention for it just because I was asking a sexual question in sex ed class. And I didn't even mean to be rude, and I didn't mean to make fun of anyone or do anything. I was simply asking if people got shit on their dick. And like, that's it. I wasn't trying to be rude. I'm not trying to phrase it in a different or in a rude way. I don't know how to say it. What do you say? Do I get feces on my penis? Like, that just sounds, for me, that sounds more uncomfortable. But basically, I want people to understand more about sex ed and STDs and everything like that. And I'm not even that educated. I recently had a conversation with somebody who told me that they had an STD, and it broke my heart. But I sat there and I asked as many questions as I could. And this is obviously a personal story to them, so I'm not going to go into it. But educate yourselves. If you know somebody with an STD, don't laugh at them. Don't think, oh, I'm never going to get this. Stop and ask them a question. Stop and ask, hey, how did you get it? And if you did, what are you doing to cure it or handle it or take care of it or maintain it? Like, ask questions. And there's so many things, and there's so many types of STDs that people are just not educated on. And recently, I'm not even sexually active right now. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. But I recently took an STD test just because, you know, look out for your mental health. If you haven't taken one in 3 months or 6 months or ever, take one. Go and take one. I know it's super scary. In my head, I can't add up. I can't even place, oh, there's a possibility of me having an STD in any time in my life. But who knows? And it's the scariest thing. Like, people, okay, let me relate this to somebody who told me this one story. And basically, they said they were sleeping with two girls at the same time. And I was like, okay, wait, at the same time or like at different times? Seems like at different times. And I was like, okay, you know, that's fine. You want to go have fun? I'm not here to, you know, people go have fun. Like, that's the world right now. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, and I don't even wear protection because they're comfortable with it. They're on birth control and my pullout game is strong. And I was like, that is the most disgusting thing I have ever heard. I don't care if your pullout game is strong like Big Sean. I do not care if you don't even produce or whatever it is. Or you're like, oh, the girl's on birth control, or she has that the little injection for birth control or whatever that are called. I don't know anything. Wear a freaking condom. I get it. It's sometimes it's uncomfortable, but there are so many different brands out there that fit your junk better than, you know, a baby in the trunk. I don't know. I'm trying to – that didn't work out. But literally – and I know you guys listening may be uncomfortable right now, but I think you'd rather hear this talk from me than your parents. So I would keep listening. And I don't even know where I'm necessarily going with this and my point. But my point – well, I do know my point. My point is stay safe. Stop thinking, oh, it's not going to happen to me. It happened to them, but it's not going to happen to me. It will. If you keep doing this, it will. And the biggest thing that people don't understand, listen, okay, this is going to sound gross. Yo, that hair you got down there, it's there for a reason. Stop getting rid of it all. And I get it. You want to be like, oh, it's a bikini body. It's a look. I don't want to look like a jungle. I get that. You can maintain it. But people don't understand. When you shave, you open, like an open cut. It's an open wound. And then when you have sexual intercourse, if that person have also shaved, there are two open wounds combining and scratching together, and blood and so much fluid is being exchanged, and people don't understand what can happen. So all I have to say is this about them. And I'm making a video on this because I want people to get more educated. I want to get more educated on everything. And because I'm not, I just know the basics. And my mom's even a nurse. And I called her the other day. I was like, hey, I'm taking an STD test. She's like, why? And I was like, because. She's like, why? Oh, there's the burp. And I was like, because I got to make sure I'm clean. And she's like, what have you been doing? I was like, nothing. But I want to make sure I'm good. I want to make sure I'm healthy, because you never know. Sometimes it's not always this visual or you can feel it. It could just be happening. But if you can catch it early, who knows what you can do? You can stop it. Who knows? I mean, I don't even know. So why not take the test and find it all out? Just be safe and stop thinking that sex is something you can have and not talk about, especially with your partner. Make sure you're comfortable with them and ask them. Ask them if they have an STD or if they had an STI, or I don't even know what they're called now, but ask them. It doesn't hurt. And if they don't answer you and they don't want to answer you, do not sleep with them. Get them to go get tested. Listen, one night stand, I get it. The guy's hot, the girl's smoking, whatever they are. You want them, you want to rip their clothes off. All right, now what if I told you they had herpes? Do you still want to do the same thing? Probably not. Or maybe you do. And that's fine. But I think the question at the end of the day you have to ask yourself, and I think this goes with everything, what if the outcome is you having an STD? What if you are like, you are in this mode where you are so freaking in the mood, you're the freaking devil of horny, and you're ready to go and you're ready to just give her. And this goes with girls and guys. I don't care what people say. Girls get just in the mood as guys do. What if that person had herpes and you did too? At the end of the day, you got it. Is that somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with? This is what I always think about before any situation. It doesn't even have to deal with sex. At the end of the day, if something that you are doing that is intimate with somebody or something that has to involve somebody else, if it goes wrong, are you okay with the outcome? Are you okay with spending the rest of your life with that person? And if that's something you can say yes to, then I think that's a whole different story. I think that's something you have to talk about with your family, with that person, depending on how old you are. But please, get educated, understand what you're dealing with before you do it. Please, 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 please. People don't understand what is happening in this world. And if you hear that noise, it's my garbage can opening. I got this new garbage can and it opens on open can. But we're not shying away from STDs just because that opened up. But please, just check. Because literally now, guys, dogs have herpes and they can spread herpes. They get herpes from bird poop. Like, it spreads so easily. And I just want people to be safe. And like, that's it. That's all I care about. I just care about you guys being safe, being clean. And that's why this podcast is all about hygiene. And I'm not trying to make it weird. I'm not trying to make it uncomfortable. I just really think, like, I never had to talk with my parents. My mom is a nurse and she's always been very open. Like, I remember one time we were having dinner and I had a friend over. It was like my brother's friend. And she was like, all right, guys, now we have to talk about something very important. If one of your testicles is the size of a pea and one is the size of an orange, come see me and we will handle it because that's not okay. And my mom tells me to, you know, check what I got going on. If there's any bumps down there or any bumps anywhere at any time, you know, she always tells me to check. And I don't think it's a weird thing. I never had like the sex talk with my parents, and I think that's fine. That's why we go to school, and my mom is very open. My family is very open, and you know, the conversation came up later. But you know, if you aren't that close with your parents, then I hope that maybe today it provided you some insight on what the world is offering right now, and just be safe. And what I said today, if you want to go to your doctor, don't look it up on the internet. Don't look it up, because anything you look up, be like, oh my God, I have like a pimple down there. It's just going to say you have cancer or something and you're dying. And that may be the case, but hopefully it's not the case. But go see your doctor. Go actually get it checked out and don't be scared. Listen, it's 10 times better if you go and get yourself checked out rather than having that thing killing your entire body and you not even know it. So just go get stuff checked. I had a list of things I wanted to talk about, and it kind of like got a little bit off track of me talking about STDs, which is weird. I don't usually talk about this, but it's just it just came to my attention the other day. And like, because I got like the STD kit and I was testing myself, and then somebody told me that they had one, and I was super interested. But what I was really going to talk about today, well, I mean, that was it. But what I was going to also talk about is, I have Spotify. A lot of you guys really like my music. And if, I don't know, if you want like my music to be like your intimate song with your friends, you're getting down, getting going song. I'm joking. I'm dumb. Listen, don't listen to me. But listen to the other stuff I said, just not this part. But I have a Spotify. You guys are always asking for music recommendations. I have a Spotify. It's called Young Dumb 21. It will be linked below, and or you can just go type in Joey Kidney, and I have a playlist there. It's called Young, Dumb, and 21, and it updates and refreshes every week to 2 weeks of new music because you guys are always asking me for new music. So there it is, and Milestone comes out on the 20th, and I'm so excited for it. I want you guys to go get it, and I've never had a song. I've never taken part in music, and I've always wanted to because it's always so close to my heart, but I'm really excited for it. And I think that's all we really have to talk about today. Sorry I didn't have a guest. I've had a guest the past two podcasts. If you guys like them, I was thinking about bringing my mom on, my dad on, maybe Elle on. Elle's going to come on sometime. But it's always hard because I don't get to spend a lot of time with these people or with my friends. And it's just like when I bring them over, I'm like, hey, you want to do a podcast? It bugs me because I don't want them thinking, oh, he's only using us because or only hanging out with us because he wants us on the podcast. And that's never what I'm trying to do. But if you like the recording on YouTube, hello, comment down below and give this a big thumbs up. I would really like to know if you guys are liking the YouTube post. If you rather watch me talk or just listen to me talk, let me know. A lot of my friends were saying, I'd rather like watch you talk. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. It's just me. And it's going to be like 30 minutes long of me just sitting here and talking. And I don't know where to look. But if you guys like it, let me know. Again, I am just learning just as much as you are. I'm young, dumb, and 21. Not for long, but that is the case. Also, oh, wow, this is the biggest thing, I think. Toronto, on May 12th, I am coming to you. Tickets are available. They were available on Friday, the one that just passed. And if you go to my merch store, joeykidney.myshopify.com, the tickets will be on there. They're going to be $25, and it's going to be at the Hyatt in Toronto. I'll tweet and I'll Instagram, so just follow me on there. But tickets are only going to be $25, and basically there's going to be a 30-minute live chat of me giving like a speech. I have to figure out what the hell I'm going to say. I'm super nervous. It's going to be kind of like these podcasts, which is really cool. That's why I called it the Young, Dumb, and 21 show. And then there's also going to be like a 15 to 30 minute Q&A where you guys can ask me questions. You can call me out. I can get sassy. I will probably say some dumb stuff. I will swear like I usually do. And then we're going to do a little meet and greet. And we're also going to have some merch at the show, which I would love for you guys to go buy merch because that's how the profit will be. And so if I want to do another show, that's obviously how I'm going to be able to do it is if there's merch purchased. And I think my stuff is really cool. So you guys should go check it out. And I think that's about it for today. I love you guys very much. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed it. Give it a like on all platforms. Leave a comment. I always like seeing the comments. People don't really comment on like SoundCloud or iTunes or I don't know. They only comment on YouTube, but comment everywhere. And I guess I'll see you guys later. Okay. Bye, YouTube. Bye, iTunes and SoundCloud and wherever that heck else it is. I'll see you guys later.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.